Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist and editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, taking us to a strange construction called an SDR, special drawing right. This is Treasury. This is practices for many administrations. However, when we learn that the Treasury under President Biden, the Treasury with Janet Yellen, in an administration that talks about human rights, when we learn that in some fashion the U.S. Treasury is obliging Managua, Nicaragua, and the dictator, the brutal dictator in Managua, Nicaragua, Mr. Ortega, a man whom no one apologizes for as he arrests, brutalizes, and suppresses his opposition in the upcoming so-called election, when we learn that his government is favored by the Treasury's SDR, we say, what? So, Mary, I come to you because I can't remember from time to time I read about these arrangements. What is an SDR and how is the U.S., inadvertently, I can only guess, blessing Mr. Ortega? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. I should say that the SDR is actually something that is printed in the basement of the International Monetary Fund. And that is a institution in Washington with 190 members from across the globe. But the U.S. has a veto power at the IMF because of its quota share, which is 17.4%, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around 17%. And so the U.S. has great influence at the IMF, even though, you know, Treasury is not the one that is actually printing the special drawing right. It's being done at the IMF. But Janet Yellen had a big role in playing in what is a new global allocation of SDRs. Now, before the audience falls asleep because it sounds like alphabet soup, let me say that these are like, imagine them as a sort of little bits of paper that are convertible into hard currency. So if for, and by the way, every member gets an allocation of these SDRs under a new global allocation worth, by the way, $650 billion, that's B, a billion with a B, dollars. So you have all of these SDRs that are being helicopter dropped into the accounts of every member of the IMF. Now, the IMF's rule is that if you are a member and the government where you are is recognized by a majority of the members, then you get the IMFs that are dropped into your account. And in the case of Nicaragua, the government is still recognized. Venezuela and Myanmar are not recognized. So while they have the SDRs in their account, they cannot convert them into hard currency. Nicaragua can. And as your listeners know, Nicaragua has been grossly violating human rights, gunning people down in the streets, putting rival candidates for the election in November in jail, really repressive, hardcore, brutal tactics against political opposition so that Daniel Ortega, the dictator, can stay in power. Nevertheless, they will get a distribution of SDRs, and according to the rules of the IMF, they can take them to the IMF, to the SDR desk, and demand dollars. Either the fund, if they have them available, will give them to them, or if they don't, then they need to go to the U.S. Treasury and ask the Treasury to basically issue debt, raise the money, and hand it over. So this is really eye-popping. And, you know, we had an editorial last week talking about how Afghanistan will also be getting SDRs. For now, the majority of members of the fund have voted not to recognize the government, the new Taliban government. We hope that will continue. But with Joe Biden negotiating with the Taliban, I don't think we really know what might happen there. So these SDRs are a uniform handout of hundreds of millions, in some cases billions of dollars, to governments that don't comply with international standards.
And Managua is the capital of Central America. There's not a debate here, Mary. So can this be stopped immediately? Reading your column, can Janet Yellen say, cut this out?
Well, Janet Yellen could together, I mean, the U.S. could together with the rest of the G7. So let's suppose the G7 plus some of the other Western European nations all got together. They would have enough votes to say, we do not recognize the government of Nicaragua, therefore they would be barred from converting these SDRs into hard currency. That has not been done yet. You know, there's lots of bad actors in the region, and I believe, you know, I'm not a huge fan of foreign aid, but at a minimum, you know, we should ask them to have some standards by which they respect, you know, human dignity, human rights, the rule of law, and try to install policies in their governments that create growth and opportunity and job. We should ask for some inclination toward constructive behavior. And in this case, these SDRs are just dropped to everybody, regardless of how they behave.
We could mention Nayib Bukele in El Salvador, but I want to go to a nation that appears to be a deadbeat, Argentina. We send good money after bad money, generation after generation. Is that how to understand this?
Well, the funny thing about Argentina is that Janet Yellen has said that these SDRs are, you know, money that's going to go to poor countries to help the poor, and it's all about the poor. And of course, the poor narrative is very compelling. And yet, what it looks like is going to happen in the case of Argentina is that the SDR allocation that they're getting is going to be worth about $4.4 billion. And it just happens that Argentina owes the IMF in interest and principal payments this year, September and December, something around $4.5 billion. So it looks like in order not to fall into arrears before the election, and there's a midterm election in Argentina in October, the Argentines will use this handout basically to pay back the IMF. So in some way, it's a sort of an IMF bailout. I should add to that that next year and in 2023, the payments are much bigger than that. I mean, it looks like they will owe something around $19 billion in 2022 and $19 billion in 2023. So this probably will not stave off Argentina falling into arrears, but it will allow them to stop that from happening prior to this midterm election. And it will also help them delay the kinds of reforms they really need to do if they're ever going to help that country reach its potential. It's a marvelous country with wonderful human capital and natural resources and so forth, but very badly managed.
Well, Mary, just in this final minute, it becomes clear to me why it is that we go looking for human rights violations in Asia and in Eurasia, but we're not looking closely. The Trump administration, the Obama administration, the Bush administration, not looking closely at the abuses in our own hemisphere, including in giving credit to Daniel Ortega, who's a criminal by any standard. We have 30 seconds here. Do you believe that the Biden administration is just falling behind and they'll catch up and cut this out?
Well, I'm not sure what the Biden administration thinks, you know, of this particular problem. You know, it has been, the U.S. has been pretty consistent in condemning what Ortega's doing.
Right.
One thing to keep in mind is it's one thing to jawbone about the terrible things Ortega's doing, but if it doesn't take some action on actually, you know, this particular handout of hundreds of millions of dollars, those words are just like spitting into the ocean.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabae, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabae sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.